We're following developments this morning out of Dallas, where five police officers are dead, six other police and one protester are wounded after a peaceful demonstration turned chaotic and violent. The demonstrations came in response to the deaths of two African-American men killed in altercations with police this week. Three suspects are in custody, and the area is still an ongoing crime scene. With us now is Dallas Morning News reporter Charlie Scudder. He is in downtown Dallas. Charlie, where are you exactly, and what's happening?
Well, actually, at this moment, I am in Deep Ellum, which is a neighborhood just east of downtown. It's a highway that divides it. I can see it in my rearview mirror. And I'm at an all-night diner where I've been talking to folks who are still in kind of in shock about what's been going on.
What are you hearing? I mean, were any of the people you're talking to, were any of them at the protest?
Yeah, some. Actually, earlier this evening, I was at a Greyhound bus station, which is directly across the street from the parking garage where one of the suspects was holed up. And there were many people there who fled into the station to seek shelter. And they had a lot of mixed emotions. Obviously, this thing started with concern about police brutality issues, but now it's taken a turn, this violent turn. People are wondering what's going to happen next, and they're worried that it might light a powder keg.
We know three of the six wounded officers are in good condition right now, but what do we know, if anything, about the remaining three?
I don't know anything at this point, unfortunately. I've been out talking to folks, and I haven't been on that side of things recently.
So what are you hearing, Charlie? I mean, when you sit down and you talk with people about how they're internalizing all of this, what are they telling you?
Well, you know, I think it starts with shock, and it starts with a lot of confusion, you know, especially early on. This thing's obviously still developing, and it's been late, so not a lot of people have been out to react. But the people I have talked to love their city, love the cops here, but they have issues, wider issues, and are worried that, like I said, that this will be a step in the wrong direction.
Charlie Scudder, he is out talking with people who were at that protest in Dallas last night. He's with the Dallas Morning News. Charlie, thanks so much for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you.